This is TWiT.
So here is something that you probably didn't expect to see. Now, this is...
Oh, my gosh.
Probably the weirdest keyboard that could be installed as a third-party keyboard.
Yeah.
It is called GIF keyboard, or GIF, if you're so inclined to say it incorrectly. GIF or GIF keyboard is basically a keyboard. Well, it acts like a keyboard. You actually have to install it as a third-party keyboard. But it's all about animated GIFs.
What?
Yeah. So, okay. So here is, you have the little global icon here.
That's
which
how
is
you
how
switch
you,
between.
Exactly.
Right.
You switch between keyboards. So I'll go ahead and leave that alone for a second. But basically what GIF keyboard is I'm looking right now at a variety of animated GIFs that, you know, convey a message,
emotions,
right?
Emotions, right.
Right. So we've got Rihanna saying, nope. Now, I've just clicked on that particular animated GIF.
And so now you're in like a subsection.
Yeah, basically now I have a bunch of other options of things. There are animated ways to say no.
The cat. I want the cat.
You want the cat saying no, no, no?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So you go ahead and hold, copy GIF. I also have the opportunity to either paste the link, copy a video, or save to the camera
Which
roll.
Makes sense because on different things, that, like on chats and stuff, you can paste something directly in. As say like an image, or sometimes you need a link if it doesn't support that.
Correct.
And which app are you in right now? This looks like Notes.
Yeah. This is Notes. There it goes.
Yeah. So you could paste an image directly into Notes.
Exactly. Now, what's cool about it is that there's a couple like weird things about animated GIFs, right? First of all, sometimes it's hard to copy and paste them. You know, you like want something to be animated, and then you put it in a note in Messages, but it's a static image.
Right.
So this is not only discovery, but it's just a really easy way to copy and paste something that's actually going to move the way that you think it is. So this is kind of neat. So you've got recent animated GIFs that I have copied and pasted into whatever. Basically these are a variety of stuff to kind of get you started. For example, if I want to convey tears. I've got all sorts of options.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Oh, yeah. A lot of tears.
Brian is loving that dough.
Yeah, totally. Now, this is actually kind of interesting. You've got hashtags for stuff like BuzzFeed or animals
or
Reddit.
From these places.
Exactly. Jenna Marbles has her own category. She's a YouTube star
Tyler
for
Oakley.
Anybody.
Look at
that. Tyler Oakley, who I don't know, but you do.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber.
Yeah. And then you've got a variety of animated GIFs that are trending. There's a little trending icon. It's kind of hard to see, but yeah, this is stuff that's obviously popular. Music icon is obviously music based stuff, or you can go ahead and actually search for something. Like if I was going to search for Minecraft, right, which is something that might be helpful to you, go ahead and say search, and apparently there is nothing to... Did I spell that right?
Yeah, Minecraft.
Come on.
Maybe return? No.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it just
took a second.
Tiny touch target. Oh, look at those. There's so many.
Yeah, so I can say, please, give me something Minecraft related, and then you've got all these options.